EU countries have reached a deal on making emergency gas cuts this winter. Europe is facing an energy crisis as the Russian-owned firm Gazprom reduces supplies from the Nord Stream 1 pipeline. From Wednesday, supplies will be just 20% of capacity, half of what they were in June. European energy ministers have held an emergency meeting in Brussels to discuss their response. Russia says the disruption is due to maintenance issues and sanctions, but the EU disputes that.
We know that there is no technical reason to do so. This is a politically motivated step, and we have to be ready for that. And exactly for that reason, the preemptive reduction of our gas demand is a wise strategy.
Live now to Brussels, Al Jazeera's Abdullah Al-Shami joins us from there. So, Abdullah, what exactly have EU ministers agreed?
Well, the agreement that came just in an hour ago, it was based on the fact that all the state members will go through a voluntary reduction of their gas consumption starting from the 1st of August all the way till the 1st of March 2023. This voluntary reduction would be turned into a mandatory one if the EU, as cited in the statement that came out, if the EU sees a security alert or security threat to its gas supplies, it will indeed turn this into this mandatory way of enforcing these cuts. The EU aims to store about 45 billion cubic meters of gas for this next winter. And at the same time, the EU has also given exemptions to member states who are not part of the European gas network. And indeed, at that point, they will not have to enforce the mandatory gas cuts if it has to come to it. So the EU has been able to kind of come to midway between the countries that saw it as, you know, not really possible to enforce this kind of mandatory cuts, and at the same time being able to secure what it says it needs for the next winter.
Abdullah, how was this deal reached? Were EU states unified in their response?
Well, at the beginning of this meeting this morning, there was no that sense of unity. We've seen countries like Portugal and Poland, as well as countries from Central Europe, as Hungary, that in fact even threatened to go on its own and have its own separate agreements with Russia, because the EU handles through the Commission all the agreements in terms of the power supplies and the energy supplies in general. So the EU was able to come to this agreement after kind of conceding the part where it comes to mandatory cuts. It said that these cuts will not be imposed for the countries that has their own special needs, as cited in the statement. And at the same time, it also gave the option that if five countries or five members of the EU ask for these cuts to be imposed, that will also happen. So it was that midpoint that the EU has been able to reach just a few minutes before the start of the press conference, in which this statement will be announced officially, and thus it probably will be able to save that is needed for the next winter. But still, the EU Commissioner for Energy says that they are ready for anything that comes out of Russia. If that disruption happens, they are ready, and they are already waiting for supplies that will come very soon from outside of the European continent, from countries like Egypt and Israel.
Al Jazeera's Abdullah Al-Shami reporting live there from Brussels. Abdullah, many thanks indeed. Well, that EU meeting came just hours after Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, again accused Russia of inflicting what he called terror on Europe by restricting gas supplies.
Today we saw a new gas threat to Europe. Despite the Nord Stream turbine concession, Russia is not planning to resume gas supply to European countries as it is obliged to do. All this is done by Russia on purpose. There is an open gas war that Russia is waging against united Europe. They do not care what will happen to the people, how they will suffer from hunger due to the blocking of ports, or from winter cold and poverty, or from occupation. These are just different forms of terror.